B-Pod Studios.
The Mike Missinelli Show. It's time for you to sound off.
You gotta be faking me. What in the hell are you doing?
You got a beef? It's time for you to sound off.
Oh, man, that's irritating.
You don't feel this energy that's going down right now. Number five will always love you.
Chance to tell Mikey Miss what you're fired up about today. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com. Let's get going. Sound off.
All right, it's time for Sound Off. 610-771-9705. That's how you get into the Sound Off line. If you got something to say, hit us up. We had to get some calls after the Phils game this afternoon, right? Yeah. So we got some current calls right here on Sound Off. Let's see what we got.
This Eagles thing where they're charging $10 for the fans to come attend their practice is absurd, regardless if the money's going to charity. Let's say you get 40,000 people at $10 a pop. That's 400 grand. Jeffrey Lurie and the Eagles are going to make 400 grand today, probably in just TV money. They can send that over anytime they want to an autism foundation.
Might make 400 grand on the concessions because there's more than 40,000 people are going to show up, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm so tired of everyone complaining about the $10. It's going to charity. $10 or don't go. If you don't have it, don't go. It's going to a good cause. You don't have to go. It's an event. Usually you spend money at an event.
Well, you have the wrong take on it, sir, with all due respect. You probably can afford the $10. There's some people out there that are Eagle fans who would like to see a practice for free, which it should be. And you go look around the NFL, there are only two teams that charge. The Eagles are one of them.
Run it back. Same five. Tell Toronto bring they same five. Let me see how lucky that ball belt again. Embiid ain't going to be sick half the series. The Sixers should be champions. The Raptors are paper champions holding our trophy. We'll be right back next year. Run it back.
All right. I'm not saying not run it back. I'm saying it's probably unlikely to run it back that you're going to be able to sign both of them. So we're planning on contingency plans for if they sign one of them, and hopefully it's Jimmy Butler, you move on to the other areas, and I don't think you lose that much, frankly. You got a lot of money that you can fortify your team and your bench with.
The Phillies made a giant mistake by signing Harper. Harper's not even going to be an all-star. All the money he's making, he can't be an all-star. That's bad.
It's but you know what a player he is, so it's eventually it's going to pay dividends. It's not paying immediate dividends, but it will. So I wouldn't worry about that part of it.
Ben Simmons will never learn to shoot if he hasn't by now. Got to trade him before people catch on and he loses value. Trade Ben Simmons for the number two pick in the draft and draft Ja Morant.
That would be a silly idea. Really. Ja Morant, wait, is he? He's wowed you with highlight films or even Duncan? Come on, man. Listen, I don't even know if he'll be that kind of an impact player in the NBA. He looks like he has the athletic skills to do it. He played for Murray State. I mean, let's include that in the equation.
We're headed for some long days of sports talk with nothing going to on with the Phillies. Let's hope they do well by making some moves. You hear me, Quintac? Somebody get through to Quintac and tell him this team's not good enough right now. You got some talent. They got a possibility, but there's not enough talent there now. They got to get more.
So that was that Jim from Havertown. We haven't been taking his call, so he decided to F-bomb us on the Sound Off line.
Yeah, now
class.
What he'll do is he'll leave us alone for a few months because he got his attention, and now he'll go away.
Yeah, all right, you got your 10 seconds of fame.
Hey, it's Gabe Kapler, 2-1 right now. Thinking about bringing in Cole Irvin. If you guys get this message in time, maybe you could warn me not to do that. But if I need to put him in before this gets played, then I'm going to have to go with him instead of, you know, like Jose Alvarez or anyone not named Cole Irvin because I am just a bad manager.
Wow. Listen, I nobody listens to me. So I don't know what to say about Cole Irvin anymore. But again, In retrospect, I guess Alvarez would have been a better choice.
Why in the eighth inning is Cole Irvin in? I blame Gabe. Cole Irvin should not be in there. I know you said he's not going to be a great pitcher, but the manager is putting them in bad spots. Cole Irvin should not be in a close game in the eighth inning. And don't give me that there's no one else available.
Well, there isn't anybody else available. The only other guy you have available, because you have three left-handed hitters of the first four, is Alvarez. So if you're going to make the case that Alvarez should have been in there, I guess hindsight says, yeah, he probably would have done better than Cole Irvin.
65 players have more home runs than Bryce Harper, but nobody has more strikeouts. But that's not the problem the Phillies are underachieving. No!
That's easy, convenient target. But you know, at least you have a player in Bryce Harper. He may not be paying the dividends that you want, but he's still better than a lot of players in this league. All right, close it down.
That's the best of the best today of Sound Off. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com. You got a beef?
I don't like them.
What are you looking?
Because I don't like
them. Brain. Leave it at 610-771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 5:45 to see if your sound off gets on.
All right, that was Sound Off. Stay tuned right here, 97.5, for the Fanatic Baseball Show. Andrew Satrunas will break down Gabe Kapler in that game today. And on NBC Sports Philly TV, quick slants, followed by the Phillies pregame show for Game 2 with Scherzer facing Arrieta. I'm going into Colorado Mountains for a couple of days. Everybody have a great couple of days. We will talk to you Monday. Tyrone is in tomorrow. We'll see you, everybody.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.